Let me know if you can hear this.
Ain't that a kick in the I'm going
up. Could you hear that?
Yeah, scarily loud.
Okay, I'll turn down the volume a little bit there.
What was that?
That was one of the obscurest finals.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
How many kicks can the stupid take? Waking up today was a huge mistake. I woke up in a world of shit. Spilled hot coffee on my tits.
Good God.
I think I saw my neighbor's dick.
Gross.
It's gonna be one of those days.
Job with these.
They're so good.
Yeah. What are these?
Oh, we'll get into it.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm not harassing everybody in the Discord this time.
Yeah. Wait, well, how are you harassing everyone in the Discord last time?
When I tagged him with the at everyone.
Oh, yeah. It's a Grit City Friday night. All of us are sitting at home recording at 7 p.m. on a Friday. And you know what? I don't know if anybody, you know, fuck it. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. You can go to discord.com and you also can get harassed by me and everyone else. Everyone, press button. Come and join us in the recording listening room for a podcast. Dirk was too chicken to do this. And then I will add the Derek.
Yep.
I added the Derek and then I added at Derek.
Whoa.
I'm not very good at... it's like the old dude, the old man.
This is why I handle the Discord.
Yep. This is why you handle the Discord, but I harassed everyone. Obscure. And this is why we do this. I am distracted, and it's a Friday, and I hope people will listen.
I'm watching Justin type.
How are you watching me type?
No, that was Scott.
No, I said Justin R. I said obscurest vinyl.
Oh, you're watching me in the Google Doc the Zoho Doc that we use for our show sheet. You scared the crap out of me there. I'm like, wait, my camera's got a little red light right now. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know if you really want to see what's going on.
I mean, at the very least, you could rest easy knowing that this is an audio medium.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's just us seeing it.
We should really do a video. I would say doing a video thing would be kind of fun, but then maybe not just because, I mean, I'm not wearing anything bad at this point, but it's all right. Fucking stop it. Stop it. Let me do it. Oh my fucking God. Okay.
I just keep seeing it. You guys just keep muting.
Stop it. Fucking everybody stop touching anything. All right, I did it. Don't fucking touch it again, you sons of bitches.
That might be the funniest thing. In a long time.
Behind the scenes.
This is residual from the 420 episode where you guys had me fuck with all of the settings.
Oh, yeah. All of our settings are weird, and we're just out on a limb trying to do some crazy shit. I don't know. It's been an entirely weird week. Remember when I talked about that one week that was weird? Because of, the eclipse. Well, apparently Tuesday was a full moon. And I'm not going to get all spiritual woo-woo. But I might get a little bit. So be forewarned. I won't go nuts on it, though. They know me as a manifester. This is true. And so, yes, We've got a lot to talk about, and we're already all over the place. But we have a great episode, I think. We'll see what happens. Like we said, it's a Friday night, 7 p.m. The old guys are podcasting, and everyone else is partying. My wife is down at Church Cantina partying, so that's fun.
I like to party.
I know for a fact you do not like to party.
Nobody here parties.
What? I know.
We're going to be partying in like just a couple days. So if you're listening to this as you downloaded the podcast, you've got but a few days to go and check us out at Crypticon because it's happening this weekend. We've got so much cool shit going down, and a bunch of our friends are going to be there. And we're going to fucking party and hang out and be weird.
Yeah, I saw that Ken's going to be doing the Iron Man coloring contest. I think it's Saturday between 2 and 4, something like that.
So really? Is he hosting that, or is he just like participating in it? It's like a thing.
He's participating in it as one of the contestants, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And then he said he'd give away or they auction off or do something with the artwork that they did.
Oh, okay. Super neat.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if I get some pictures.
Go ahead. Sorry. I was going to say to do it from all the artists, right? Like, so you have something like that. And then,
right.
Yeah. And I was also going to add, Ink and Paint Tattoo Gallery. One of my tattoo artists, I believe she's got a booth there again this year, for Spooky Creations by Nina.
That's awesome. What was some of the art that she's done on your body?
She has done basically my entire sleeve on my leg, the video game one that I got.
Nice.
She did the elbow to shoulder tattoo I have on my left arm, and then the two on my back that I don't think I've shown off really.
No, we haven't. I haven't seen those ones. I actually haven't seen you without a shirt on again, because this is an audio format.
That's why I don't turn the camera on.
And we don't have the camera on because we're all shirtless with our nips showing. Woo-wee. Maybe not. But
wow.
Yeah. Come see us live and probably with a shirt on at Crypticon.
Wow.
Might be the after parties. Who knows?
Actually, dude, yes. 100% with the after parties. We don't know what's going to be happening. But the 13th floor, the entire 13th floor, turns into a gigantic after party, and it's amazing. It's nuts. You do need a badge to get in, so you still have to be a Crypticon attendee, but these are some people that we've known for decades. And
ID. You need ID as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 21 and over.
21 and over, yeah.
Yep.
Activities.
Yes. But there's plenty of other things for all ages at the main floor, just not on the party wing after hours where we party. So, yep. This is a convention run by horror fans for horror fans.
So I just pulled up the 13th floor.
To the 13th floor. What are you
doing? Yeah, so the events that's happening on the 13th floor at the Crypticon Seattle.com events. 13th floor.
Yeah.
The Deadly Den. The Seven Deadly Sins has taken over the Deadly Den. Come join us in a night of mischief and mayhem. All sinners welcome both Friday and Saturday.
Ooh, sinners. Ooh, demons.
Yeah,
stuff.
So then we got our favorites, Biohazards.
Yep.
The OGs.
There's no S on the end of that. It's just Biohazard.
Biohazard.
There's just one Biohazard, not many Biohazards.
Well, there's multiple people in it.
That's true.
Sometimes there's multiple biohazards.
I know, right? You gotta watch where you step.
That's why they put the plastic.
That's why the Visqueen's always down everywhere. Yeah,
right. And then karaoke hell.
Ooh, karaoke.
Ooh,
come join the Deadly Darlings for a night of karaoke hell. We'll be screaming, shrieking, and singing the sinister night away.
Now, karaoke hell to me would be
karaoke.
No.
Yeah, that's not how I feel.
That's how Scott feels. I'm down. I love karaoke. I've had karaoke parties at my house, sir.
That's not normal karaoke. You know that.
That's true. That is true. That's just a fucking free-for-all. But it's still fun.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like normal karaoke is still pretty fun. I like the random factor. I love when my wife sings Baby Got Back and some random drunk person starts dancing. It happens. I've seen it. But yeah, we'll be there at Crypticon having fun. Check us out. Maybe we'll have some surprises. But for the most part, besides the panels, going to party and see all of our friends there. And we're going to be doing some podcasting panels. I've got, we've got the schedule. It's over at CrypticonSeattle.com. You can find all of that. But we're there Saturday and Sunday, noon and 2 on Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. I for sure will be at all of them. The guys, it's up to them.
Yeah, I'm planning on being there. Like, wife and I are going to check out the convention, and I'll probably hop in for that 2 p.m. panel.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I didn't make any commitments, so that's that.
I understand, Scott.
Also, it's your birthday too, right, Justin?
Yes, May 4th is going to be my birthday Saturday. So,
what's your favorite cupcake?
My favorite,
you.
Besides you, Jeff, probably a red velvet, but really any cupcake I will just shove in my mouth because I love all cupcakes equally.
Mm, be careful, Jeff.
Just some more
Justin
equal.
Has a problem with sugar, so you got to get him some.
Oh, bro, just bring me a box of cupcakes and I will just eat the entire thing. You want an?
Bran muffin. He needs a bran muffin.
Something with extra
fuck
fiber.
You. Get the hell out. I want my
Here's
sweets.
Some birthday fiber.
With some flax jelly to put on it.
That's where have you been staying paste. That you know all of these things, sir?
I'm just making up shit.
I don't eat anything that. With anything paste on it.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's that Elmer's glue, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Just the straight G stuff. Glue sticks. No, do you guys... Okay, yeah, you guys are all old enough to remember the fucking... Like the glue that came with the little brush that was attached to the lid.
Oh, yeah.
Paste.
Yeah.
We literally called that paste, like P-A-S-T-E.
Yeah.
Paste. Yeah.
Well, you had that one, and then you had the rubber cement is more what I remember.
Oh,
That shit would get you Hold high.
It. Oh. Mm. Well, I never tried that.
Not on purpose, but I mean, it was fumey. I wasn't sniffing it.
And just a words of wisdom coming from a friend of mine who was doing a burlesque show. Do not use that for a pasty.
That's all we would do in school when that came out is rub it on each other's arms.
Oh, I was going to say nipples?
Nipples?
No,
yeah.
Nipples.
Oh, my God.
But you turn around and your buddy and you rub it down his arm, like just a big wad, because you know you have to rub it in little balls to get it off, right? And it pulls all the hair out of your fucking
Jeez,
arm.
Yeah, I know, but God, also painful. So painful.
We're mean kids.
I think every kid's,
Yeah.
Most kids are mean like that, I feel.
Everybody did it to me, though. I didn't do it to anybody else.
That I don't feel that's true.
I don't think that's true either.
What?
Yeah.
Guys,
I feel that you are kind of like a bad boy.
No, I'm not. You have no idea. I'm a super good kid.
Yeah.
Did anybody look up the guests, like the final guest list? I'm looking it up right now, and it looks pretty full, pretty awesome.
I have not. Who do we got?
Billy Zane's going to be there.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
The lady who played the scary nun, the hereditary lady.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Dante, Gremlins 2, The Howling, The New Batch, or Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Did I watch? Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I did watch The Howling or not with my werewolf binge.
I thought you did.
I would be pretty sad if I didn't.
And a bunch of others. Jeffrey Combs, Reanimator from Beyond, Star Trek, Deep Space Nine. He does a lot of things.
Ken Foray from Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, love him.
Yep.
And also Devil's Rejects.
Was he in Devil's Rejects?
Yeah, isn't he the brother of Captain Spaulding? They go to his horror. Yeah, they go to his horror house.
His horror whorehouse?
Well, it's basically a whole town. He has like a whole little town that's a
Ooh, and Eugene Clark is going to be in. He was the smart zombie in Land of the Dead, I thought. Or no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was a pretty new dimension. And yeah, Julie Brown.
I was going to say Hawk Nader just called out Julie Brown from Earth Girls Are Easy and Clueless.
Nice. Yeah. This is going to be fucking great. I'm so stoked for this. Even though usually I don't necessarily go and bother a lot of the celebrities just because I'm like nervous and I don't know what to say. Like, I loved you in that thing. But because then they'll be like, oh, what did you love me in? And I will blank. I know it. And even though I know what they've done, I will just forget. I'll be like, oh, you know, the thing. Sorry, I got to go now. The only
that never happens to me. Like, oh, you want to talk about any other conspiracy theories?
Now, I'm generally the same way. Like, I usually don't go for the guest signing stuff. I do have a couple stories, but maybe we'll save that for a Patreon episode just because they're a little personal.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'd be down for that sort of stuff, too, because I can talk about that stiff as well. I'm always down for that. But, yeah, we're going to be doing panels, hanging out, having a good time. So come see us at Crypticon. And if you're listening to this episode after May 3rd through the 5th, 2024, go to CrypticonSeattle.com and see when the next Crypticon is going on, because we're probably going to be there.
All right.
Or just sit and languish in sadness.
Did anybody get any updates from like NorwestCon? How'd that go?
I heard it went well. A lot more people, and a lot of the people that in the past were going showed up again. So that's what I heard from a guy I work with. So
Joe Malik went, and we can actually get. Well, we can talk a little bit about NorwestCon when he comes back to the show, because at the end of May he will be a part of a bunch of episodes where we're going to record at the beautiful Union Club, and he's going to be one of them. We're going to bring back Rusty, and which will be fun because obviously we can talk about RCF exteriors, but he's been itching to get back on. I had him over because he's going to be doing our back deck and redoing our deck. And him and Autumn are going to make a catio for us.
Nice.
Aww.
And so he was saying, I want to get back on the podcast. I'm like, well, we're recording on May 25th. And he's like, all right, I'm in. So between Rusty and Joe and a pair of people that I'll talk about in a minute, we're going to have a stacked episode recordings for those. So if you're listening to the Discord, you can listen to that live. If not, you can catch them as we release them throughout the later weeks. And I did want to talk about the guest that we're going to have, because I got mad at Scott a little bit in our text messages.
Oh, were you mad?
I had a week, so I was mad in the moment. I have gotten over it. And I can laugh about it now, and hence I'm talking about it on the podcast.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to make you mad. I was just teasing.
Oh, I know you were. That's the thing. It's like, I knew you were teasing, but when I text, hey, you guys should check out this cool podcast because we're going to have the people on, and you're like, I only listen to our podcast. And that's kind of in the voice.
In fairness, I'm going to play mediator here. He did say he only listens to ours as his sole Tacoma podcast,
which still was enough to cheese me off. But we got through it. I got through it. I got over it.
Yeah, I was just teasing. I was just being a dick.
I know. That's how our text messages go. And I think even in this upcoming pop quiz episode that we've got, I think our shared meanness between each other sets Emily off a little bit.
Just a little.
But I wanted to talk about, we're going to have these two hosts from the Rainy Day Rabbit Holes podcast on, named Shay and Jody. And
I've heard of this somewhere. Where did I? Oh, never mind.
Fuck you.
From the text that
I sent, I said, hey, you should listen to this because it's fun. So they're more of a Pacific Northwest all surrounding. So they do a whole bunch of things regarding usually like dark history, the unknown, sometimes some like kind of just random strange things. But they've got a pretty good sense of humor that vibes with us. And to be perfectly honest, I met them on Threads because I'm trying to like talk about podcasting on that social media. And that's going however which way you think it's going to go.
You know, I will give credit to Threads. Like, I took a break from social media. Went back to Twitter to see the hellscape that
it is. Oh, fuck, dude. That's so bad.
It's, yeah, it's real bad nowadays.
It's real bad.
But, like, in the few interactions I've had on Threads, it's been just, like, legitimate interactions. Like, most of what I've been posting has been about the Fallout show or comments to it.
Yeah.
And people have been just legit nice and responding with it. It's really cool.
Well, if you ever want to get ratioed, say that Baldur's Gate's a terrible game.
I'm pretty sure I'm one of those ratio.
Yeah. But yes, exactly. But on the aside, I've met a whole bunch of new podcasting friends, and I wanted to get them on because they've talked about Pacific Northwest. And I did catch a couple of their episodes, and I really focused on the Tacoma-centric ones because I wanted to hear what they knew about it. And the most recent one that they've done is talking about Grit City's dark past, the mayhem and the mob. And it kind of just starts with the arson of the Top of the Ocean, which was the cruise liner restaurant that was down off of Ruston. It was literally just built to be a cruise liner, but it couldn't float. It was just up on pilings. But
they made it a restaurant.
Yeah, they made it a restaurant.
Burned it down.
And yeah, somebody burned it down in retaliation. And the whole story is unfolded as they talk about it. And it's pretty intriguing, and it made me want to do a deeper dive into even just the mob scene in Tacoma, because apparently it was flourishing. And I knew about, like, the bordellos or the whorehouses or whatever you want to call them. Like, there's a lot of them, but apparently there was more than I even thought at the peak.
Oh.
And, like, the illegal gambling that was going on here with, like,
what
slot machines that people of wealth and renown hid behind door, like, walls and stuff in their homes so they could have illegal gambling operations. Dude, the shit is cool. So
do you think that things like that still go on? Just curious. Do you think that there's, like, an illegal gambling operation going on somewhere in Tacoma right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
On every level.
Literally at this moment, as we record, I'm sure.
Like is Tecompton Files listening to us in the episode?
Yeah, he's down.
Yes, he is. Yeah, go ahead and just...
He's typing already.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know about that in the old comments there on that, because I'm pretty sure, yes. But yeah, so Tacoma's always had a little bit of a kind of sketchy stuff. But I really loved that episode. And then they even did one about Ray Gamble. And he was the guy who may or may not have had slot machines hidden behind walls. But this dude was Tacoma's, they even said it, Ray Gamble, Tacoma's millionaire magician. And that podcast episode is wild as well. I would say listen to both of those if you want to get on the Tacoma vibe. And I'm probably going to listen to the other ones because I have shit-ass commutes that I need to get through.
Yeah, I need to give them a listen. Like, you know, this as we've chatted about, I've burned in a lot of vacation over the next few weeks, so I'm trying to just catch up on my normal podcasts, but I do have some space to fill, so I'm going to definitely check them out.
What's the name of the podcast?
The Rainy Day Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, right.
Rainy Day Rabbit Holes. And
the text, Jeff. Remember the text? It was in there.
Yeah. Hey, all right, Scott. Tecompton Files does say heard some crazy stuff used to happen at David's on Broadway before it was the Union Club. And it probably was crazy before it was David's on Broadway when it was the Union Club. Just a different kind of illegal thing on that. So, yeah it'll be fun to have them on. And what I might send them a message and be like, hey, yo, like, do like a history episode on the Union Club, and then we can just do that as an episode.
Oh, that's a perfect crossover.
We can probably hook them up with the people that run it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We know them a bit.
A little bit. So I'm going to bug them about that. But yeah, we're going to have them on as our first guest on that May 25th episode. And then we're going to run into Joe Malik and then Rusty and then... We're all going to have a shindig afterwards if we want to.
Yeah. I like to party.
I might have to hop home for a quick nap before I hop back out to your place.
Understandable.
You can sleep at Justin's.
It's true. I've got the rainbow room. Everyone is welcome to stay in the rainbow room.
I just pick a chair.
Only in the rainbow room. Everyone.
Everyone in the rainbow room. Cuddle puddle. I don't have enough pillows for that. I need more pillows. Yeah.
You act like that's never happened in the studio.
I'm not acting like that. We've definitely done weird. Never mind. Moving on. So also, I wanted to talk about, so while we'll be at Crypticon as well, and I told you that it was my birthday, that Saturday night, since it is my birthday, I've already treated myself to a show that people might be interested in as well, because it's happening at Tacoma's Temple Theater at Static X and Seven Dust.
Oh.
So if you, too, love the late 90s to mid-2000s rock.
New metal?
New metal? I mean, yeah. I mean, I like to call it evil disco, at least for Static X. And Seven Dust, I mean, sure, yeah, probably. But yep.
I like to reserve evil disco for Ghost.
As
I've also called them, Goth ABBA.
Yeah, they've taken the mantle. But don't tell me that you can't bebop to some disco tunes to some Static X. 100%. So
that wasn't me shitting on it at all.
And so yeah, so it's the Machine Killer tour. Dope is playing, also Seven Dust and Static X, and it's on my birthday, so you know damn well that I'm going. And I've got myself some seats in the balcony because guess what? I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
And I am definitely not getting into a mosh pit.
Sit down before you break a hip, Grandpa.
Bro, yes. Like, that's going to be my 45th birthday.
What?
Yeah. Remember for my 40th? Dude. I know. Remember when my 40th? When I was trying to retain my youth and keep my youth going by having a Nerf gun battle.
That's what I was going to say. That was the Nerf gun fight. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, you know what happened last week? Someone still found a fucking Nerf ball in my yard. No lie. So, yeah, we're going just to go to a nice show and sit up in the balcony and rock out a little bit. And we'll see how that goes.
That'll be fun, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm so stoked for it. It's the only thing that would make me want to leave Crypticon on Saturday night. Because
what was the venue again? Sorry.
The Temple Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. I've seen Defy Pro Wrestling there. That's where we also went to go see the Spice.
Oh, yeah.
The dance. The dance thing that we did a podcast in. Just Google Grit City Podcast Spice and you can find it. But yeah, that was it's a good venue. It's a fun venue. And so, yeah, I'll be excited for that. I kind of wanted to bitch a little bit.
Uh-oh.
About, like, I told you it was a full moon this week. Thank you.
Yep.
And we're dealing with...
In my pants.
All right. Well, I would... Oh, so Jeff doesn't wear underwear. And the week before was also the eclipse. So it's been with Mercury in retrograde. Apparently it's a time for things to show what's going on, what's going down. And if there's a problem, they're going to come to the surface. And my car did just that.
Oh.
My 15-year-old car, in which... the check engine light hasn't been on for quite a while, to which now I have figured out it's because it gave up telling me. Because as I was driving down, first off, the car started the week before running a little funky. I thought maybe it was like a fuel line issue. So, because I Googled the symptoms and all those things, said, oh, you probably have a fuel injector, fuel line problem. Try some fuel cleaner. So I started doing that, and I was waiting waiting to see what was going to happen. And then it decided to tell me that, no, clearly that was not the problem. And on the side of the road, as I was driving down the road, I had to pull over to the side because suddenly I couldn't drive. Well, I could steer, but my car wouldn't go anymore because the timing belt broke. And if you know anything about cars, which I don't, that's bad. So,
I was going to say that my last car that died on me, thankfully, just off the freeway. It's after I got off the freeway. Unfortunately, it had a timing chain that broke. So I feel your pain on that one.
I previously have had a car with a timing chain break. I had an old BMW that I loved, and hit the timing chain shredded the engine. And then I no longer had a BMW. That thing just got given to like Cars for Kids or some shit. Like I left it at the dealership. I was like the place I took it to. I was like, bye. So I'm kind of in that.
Did you really?
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, I was like, you guys take care of it, and I got the shit that I wanted out of it, and this car was.
And that was it. And then you just walked away from it.
Yeah.
That is great, dude.
Straight up, just walked away, and they never worried. I never worried about it.
No, imagine you didn't.
Nope, not a second thought about that one. And so this one, timing belt. We're gonna see what happens, but they get to check it and see. Luckily, I have AAA just for issues like this, and I got a tow down out to Midland. From Enchanted Village, basically off of I-5 right there. By the way, this was like heavy traffic too, by the way, like after 4 p.m. Luckily, I was able just to kind of coast over to the side and I wasn't in the middle of the road or anything like that. God, that would be so fucking embarrassing.
Dude, Midland and Enchanted Village, dude. Sounds like you're like right next to the Shire.
I did go on an incredible journey.
Fuck.
Fucking Jose picked me up and we fucking floated in his fucking tow truck all the way to Midland.
Nice. He gave you a ride. Good for him.
Yep.
Good dude.
Yep. Took it. Got me there. And that was the beauty of like AAA. Like when you're going through this stuff, it's like, how many passengers will be riding? And I'm like, one, please. Thank you. But then he just dropped me off there and then I had to get an Uber back to the house. And they'll let me know because everyone's backed up. They got a lot of cars to fix, but they're going to try to fit me in. And it's either going to cost not a lot of money and I have to buy an entire new car, or it's going to cost a fair amount of money and I'll get to keep this 15-year-old charcoal gray egg that with wheels.
Oh, it's just one more abandoned car at a fucking fucking mechanic.
Oh, yeah. Dude, no, like... I mean, at least it's been 15 years, but the car I got before this was an old green Jetta that fifth gear disintegrated on the road. It just vaporized. I had no fifth gear. And I parked that at work, and same thing, Cars for Kids, baby. Like, pick up my car, and I got my buddy to pick me up, and we drove straight up to Everett. I got a new Hyundai right then.
Compton File says, with all the crash stolen Kias, you might be able to get a used motor cheap from a junkyard.
Fair point.
He would just stare at it.
Yeah. Like, I have to get someone to put it in. Like, I don't got, like, here's the thing. I have no mechanical prowess because my grandpa would, like, he was essentially like a Dr. Frankenstein.
Dude, you can't blame your grandpa.
No. He would do stuff. Like, first off, I was broke. I couldn't take it to any mechanic, but he would do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be like the junkyard parts. Like, I had a Ford Explorer with a Chevy motor in it.
Yeah, that's what people do, man.
Yeah. And so it's just the, like, I never did anything to my car. Grandpa just did it. So I don't have any base of, like, any reference of doing any car things. And at this point in my life, I just don't want to.
See, yeah, no, that's the key right there, is you just don't want to.
Now, yeah.
I was going to say, like, we already had examples of this that were brought up on the Tacoma Handy Lady episode a few weeks ago.
Oh, God damn it, you're right.
Yeah, it's fair, man. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's...
Oh, no, it kind of sounds like you are. You son of a...
I just feel like there's a lot of things. Dude, I hate mowing the lawn. I fucking do not mow my lawn.
Yeah.
I hate doing it, right? I get all itchy and, like, allergic and sweaty. I don't like it, right? Yeah. I know how to do it, but I'm not going to. It's the same thing.
It's
I
fair.
Mean, kind of for you.
Yeah.
You could learn, but you're just not gonna. You're yeah. like, no, fuck it.
Exactly. Like, the amount of time it will take me to learn it, I can take it to a person and pay money that I have. Like, but also at that same point, like, I mean, I remember growing up fucking broke as shit, but luckily having, you know, grandpa who just fixed cars to all of the neighbors' chagrin, and because we were definitely that family.
Whatever, man.
And but yeah, so I never got around to that sort of thing. So
sometimes it's nicer to take it in. I know for me, like changing my own oil sucks, right?
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's easier because I live pretty close to a place that'll take oil, but I'm not going to do it, right? I'll just take it somewhere and get it done because I'm lazy.
Well, and it's also there's a laziness, but then there's like the extra added inconvenience because, like you said, you have a place you can take your oil to, but if not, you change your oil. Now you've also got to take it somewhere else. Like, there's a bunch of, and they're all minor. These are like little pony problems. Sure, whatever. Sure. But at the same point, they add up. And in my in this busy life of ours, you know,
It's much nicer to just drop off my car and go get ice cream and come back and the oil.
Right. Right. I mean, the place I go to, and literally, it's the I think it's the Quick Pick or the Quick Stop. I don't know. No, the Quick Stop's from the Clerks. But it's the one off of like 38th and like M across from Gari of Sushi. It's the same. And they are quick. They get it done. And I've never had any issues with them. And every once in a while, they sell shit like crocheted gnomes. I bought them because my wife likes gnomes and we needed holiday gnomes.
That's where you got those from.
Yep. So you never know. Like,
market. That's all I'm saying.
Support small business and you might get gnomes. You never know. But yeah, so like I'm just not going to do it myself. But I'm also not going to go to at least like the Jiffy Lubes. I'll at least support something that I believe in or something. I don't know. But anyway, I might be looking for a new car. But I'm also kind of pissed about that because I want a teeny tiny car. But apparently teeny tiny cars are expensive. Like, all cars are expensive right now, but, like, I want something like a Mini or, like, a Fiat or something. But all those are, like, the pricey luxury ones. They don't make Hyundai Accents anymore. They don't make little cars anymore. They've decided they don't want to make these little ones. Like, I was looking at Honda Fits. I'm like, ooh, I would like one of those. But they don't make them anymore. You got to buy a used one, which I'm probably going to do anyway, but whatever.
So... have you seen the, all right, there are Chinese cars you can buy online and have shipped to your house for like $12,000.
Really?
Have you seen those? Yes.
No.
Yeah, they're the,
will it commute to Seattle and back?
Yeah, they're the little trucks. Have you guys seen these?
Yeah, there was somebody on the Tacoma subreddit that was talking about those the other day. I was trying to, they're like, not K-Trucks, but something like that.
Oh, actually, K-Truck might be the exact word. Or the.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is. Tacoma Files just posted it.
So I know that some states are making these things illegal because there's almost no safety things on them.
Oh, yeah. You hit something, you're dead.
Yeah.
And they're not meant for the freeway.
Then I'm not driving in Seattle, going to Seattle traffic. Approximately 19 states currently permit K-Trucks to be used on public roads.
Perfect.
What the fuck?
There's videos of people like locking up the brakes and they fucking endo.
Yeah, because it's so front heavy, dude.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, the last time I did that, I was on a bike. Thank you very much.
But tell me that those aren't cool to just drive around town in. Like,
oh yeah. This is something that I need to get. Like, this is exactly what that, like, this would be something I would buy for the wife, because she's like, we need a truck to do X, X, and X. And I'm like, we don't need a truck. And then we could compromise and get a baby truck, one that hasn't really grown up yet. It still doesn't know what it wants to do when it grows up.
Dude, good luck finding a baby truck.
I'm looking at one right now. These key trucks.
Well, those, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I know, like, getting any used car of quality right now is just about as hard as getting a new car.
Yeah.
And it's almost just as expensive. At least the prices have gone down since, like, the entire, like, chip shortage and shit that went weird.
Yeah. Dude, have you considered a scooter?
Not to commute to Seattle, sir.
Why? They have plastic bag things you can put around them for the rain. You'd be fine.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Do you remember that Guinness Book of World Records picture with those two twins sitting on those teeny tiny bikes? And they're like the world's fattest twins. That's no, me riding on that going up to Seattle. There's not a chance in hell.
I see this picture now. I'm going to have to Google it.
Yeah, it was like on That's Incredible. Yeah. They were on like the Guinness Book of World Records. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking.
No, but I have been looking at public transit again because the company's good
awesome,
on that shit.
Dude.
I know.
We could be train buddies. Me and Jeff used to ride together.
What time do you take the train?
What time do you take the train?
See, yeah. I know. Like, because I don't, like, right
I don't
now.
I like to tell people.
I know I get in, I get in early now, but I don't necessarily need to. And I looked it up because I'm going to have to test out this theory because right now I'm using the wife's keys car. And, well, when she needs it, I need to figure shit out. And I don't know how long it's going to be till my car gets fixed or to buy a new one. So we're seeing here now. But, yeah, I got to test it out. And I looked and I checked the route. And there's only one transfer connector. So I can take either the bus or the train downtown to downtown Seattle. And then just walk a little bit. Yeah, look at them fat guys in the Discord. And
dude, I'll bet your commute is the same as mine. I'll bet you.
Yeah.
It's almost the exact same commute I do.
Yeah. I have to go to up to Eastlake, but it's only one bus. Just one bus that I take after that. And I was like, and it stops right in front of my office. So I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Jeff. Like, I'm like,
I know,
fuck.
Jeff.
I'm like, God.
Jeff and I are both like, dude, this is the route we've been taking for fucking 10 years now.
Yeah, and I even had to dodge a couple blocks. I had to walk through a couple shady neighborhoods to get to a fucking stop.
Yeah, it's like a block or it's like a couple blocks transfer from like King Street up because everything happens on like 3rd Avenue. But it's not that bad. And I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And okay.
I love that he's still trying to convince himself. I'm an adult. I can take the bus.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, and you know what? That's true. After the first time you just get used to it. You watch other people. It just becomes a thing. I'm the same way. I was super scared. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, Johnny. And no, the people are just like, you know, if things go wrong for you, it's going wrong for everybody. And, you know, so.
Agreed. What Jeff said is right.
And I mean, like, with where I'm working now, they're like, first off, like I said, they'll pay for my Orca card. So it's like,
oh,
shit.
Fuck,
okay.
That means you're commuting free. That means you just got a raise, dude. You just have no idea yet.
I know. I know. And then I don't have to pay for a parking spot. And like,
I'll spend $170 a month. $170. Yeah. So yeah, that Orca card's worth gold.
Yeah.
And the gas that you used to spend.
I know. These are all the things I know. I have to go on a test run and see how much I hate it. And and if I don't hate it as much as I hate driving, because also I fucking hate driving. I hate our drivers.
You're going to love the train, bro. I'm telling you.
I can't do cool things like read, though, or look at my phone. No, I can't.
On the train?
I cannot. I glance at my phone and I get nauseous.
Nah, that'll change.
Well, that's a you problem, sir. Not
no shit,
problem.
It's a me problem.
No, you think that at first, but and maybe the first couple of times you ride because you're not used to it. But dude, after a little while, you jump on that thing and you don't even think twice, right?
I
get motion sickness, especially in the back of a car or if I try to read while driving. That's always the worst.
Always a problem there. So,
while in a car, if I try to read, same thing, right? But the train, nah, it's not a big deal.
All right. We'll see what happens.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to love it.
But yeah, so I am doing
it. Try to be. Oh,
I'm doing a test next week. So yeah, yeah.
Oh, which week?
Next week.
Oh, I'm excited.
So the day that this
have to be in town.
7 a.m.
You have to be there by 7.
No, I mean that's technically yeah. I'm not really. That's another thing too. I'm not really bound by hours.
Ooh. Oh, I'm not bound by hours.
Well, I mean, I still have to go in, you know, do 8 hours and all that, but it's not like...
Someone's bragging.
No, I'm just saying that I don't have to go in and be there exactly at 7.
Oh, okay.
So there's
he calls his boss by his first name.
I do. Is that weird? Am I not supposed to do that?
Boy, I'll be in by 9, okay.
I had to commute.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, he's well aware. I complain a lot, so it's all good. No, but...
So I'm usually in town by 8, but, dude, I'll go in early.
Oh, just to ride with shit.
You're going to hold his hand and
yeah, if you want to train buddy.
Dude, I'm going to need a train buddy. This is going to be kindergartner shit. I'm going to be scared.
Well, tape a note with your address to your sweater. It's fine.
I'll just make sure and take my, I'll just take an AirPod with me. I'd be like, so my wife can know where exactly where I am all the time. I'm lost. Dude, yeah. How'd you end up on the east side? I don't know.
Right. That's my worst fear too. But yeah, it never happened. But yeah, I always watched my stuff.
One of the last times that I rode the bus from Seattle to Tacoma, I was blasted on absinthe. And I don't remember, like, I got off a bus and then got on another bus, and somehow I managed to get on the correct bus. And even going from Seattle down to Tacoma, I got on the wrong Tacoma bus, but I still got to where I was supposed to go.
Natural instinct. See, you will have no problem.
You'll be fine.
That was drunk at home, like a beacon there. I don't know if I can do this sober and stressed out.
I've done it drunk multiple times. Yeah. And the only time I ever did anything is I fell asleep one time and I missed my train stop.
That was
what did you do then?
Just took the bus back.
Oh.
I just hopped off, found the next bus, took the bus back.
Fuck, that makes sense too.
Yeah. And dude, there's always Uber.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If you're lost, it's great because you can always just call for help.
Yeah, like
come get me and take me somewhere I know.
Like seriously, like being like it. That's just amazing to think of because I'm just trying to think of like the last time I got abandoned or the last time I abandoned Brogan when we were 16 and I abandoned him at the game store.
Yeah, you fucked him bad. Like in late 90s, early 2000s?
Mid 90s, because I was like 16 and he couldn't drive yet. And I just got so mad at the tournament. I'm not proud of it, but I got so mad and I left him. And then I wouldn't answer the phone at the house.
See, that's the fucked part of this whole story.
So he had to call his mom out in Gig Harbor to come pick him up at 2 in the morning in Tacoma. Like, I am not proud of it, and I've apologized multiple times on this because, the
word never accepted.
I don't think he has, which also I understand.
No.
But that's kind of my level of nerd rage. I've gotten better? Question mark?
Yeah, unless you've seen the threads that he's been posting.
Hey. I'm not leaving anybody anywhere. I'm just going online and saying that a game is total dog shit because I don't know how to play it, okay? There's a difference.
See, that's the first step. It's the acceptance.
Yeah.
Did you lose at Baldur's Gate? Is that what happened? Like you died?
Yes.
Oh.
Fucking, it's bullshit. Like, these motherfuckers just throw fucking grenades at you, and then you just die.
Don't you die in all games eventually at some point, though? Like, I've never...
Yeah, and it's always bullshit. it's cheating, it's bad AI, it's fucking hacks, or it's someone who's play to win.
Dude, I was talking with a buddy about a game idea the other day, and he's like, we should make a game where you play as a cat and you have 9 lives, but after that, that's all you get. Like, after that 9 lives, the game's over. Like, it resets all the way to the beginning. There's no going.
Yeah, you have to make a whole new character. That's actually kind of cool. But
what
don't
do they call that? Like, total death, or...
It's permadeath, and I can see that working for something like a roguelike.
Yeah, it'd be fun, right?
I think it's cool.
Ooh, video games.
there's some cool cat games out there. Stray was a pretty fun game.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And
it was okay.
There's a couple other ones that are like pretty fun in terms of that. But I like that concept of like nine lives, then permadeath. That's pretty cool.
Sounds fun, right?
Yeah.
I got my wife a card deck for her birthday called Exploding Kittens. I don't know if you guys ever played the Exploding.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Exploding Kittens is fucking great.
Yeah, did you get her the regular one or the adult one?
I don't remember. It's probably the regular one.
No, Exploding Kittens is fun. That's one that we keep around the house.
Yep, same.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah, that game's fine. I played it on Steam.
Yeah, you're playing it on Steam. That's not as much. Actually, that one's fine. That's now I'm thinking about it. Derek, our good friend Byron, he loves board games. And you know that game that I gifted you, Red Dragon Inn?
Yeah.
That's like literally his most favorite game ever.
No shit.
Yeah, and he bought the like massive box set. He's got like
the one with like
version.
The 10 expansions in it.
Yeah, he's got every version, like every expansion of the game. And him and a bunch of the other guys were sat down to play at the end of his party. And I was like, I can't get into a game right now. Again, I try not to be a poor sport, but I don't want to worry about that. But yeah,
I think we need to just set up a board game night again.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I would have a lot of fun doing that. There's a bunch of games. Like, I have so many of those board games. I talked about this when we were doing the donate stuff. But, I mean, I still have a ton of board games that I'm keeping on top of that. I'm not getting rid of all of my board games. And there's a couple of
them. I know. Who would do that?
Right?
I had to stop myself from saying why, Jeff.
Whatever. Fine.
No, I totally get it. I mean, the wifey and I, we got into board gaming pretty much around 2020. Like, we had played some stuff, but didn't really get, like, super deep into Euro games or anything like that before. And, you know, being locked up in the house together, we got really into board games. And since then, I think my collection's up to, like, 60 or 70.
Nice. I would usually play other people's games. And then I'd be like, oh, that was super fun. And then with Brogan having a game store for so long, there were so many games where we would play there, or he would, you know, just to test them or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's super fun. So I'd buy them, and they just sat in cellophane. Because I was like, I never got around to playing them again. So
they never play the same in this out of the store.
When I'm the one who has to remember all the rules, and then like halfway through, I like realize I forgot a rule, and I'm like, fuck this. Like, I'm just like, oh, I just fucked everything up by not remembering that rule. I'm done. Fuck it. I'm out. But yes, board game night, we should absolutely do. And have some fun with that. Actually, let's take a break right now because we need to have a pop quiz.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
We're going to have the Grit City Pop Quiz, which is brought to you by Uneasy Events, and you can check them out at uneasyevents.com. And with us for the pop quiz is Emily from Uneasy Events. How are you doing, Emily?
Good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I wanted our listeners to get a taste of what you provide for various locations in Tacoma, and which you can just find on uneasyevents.com. Places like Red Star, SIG, Off Day, which I know Matt from Off Day. I think that's fantastic. I love that.
He's a good guy. He's fun.
And one of our favorite places, Camp Bar. I love it. You've got a whole bunch of different locations going. Like, Camp Bar is one of our favorite places to hold podcast events.
Or just
it's
hang out
one of my favorite places to hold trivia.
I love
they're all the favorite, but
and there's so many, and people can check it out at uneasyevents.com. Emily, tell us a little bit about why you got started doing this.
I've been hosting trivia and playing trivia for years. I was working for a couple different national companies. And then I found out that, I don't know, some of these national companies and a few local places, national restaurants, are like not the best people, not the best companies. And I just really wanted like locals to spend their money at good places and for employees to be treated well. And so I decided to do it my own damn self. And so last October, I started writing my own content. And it really was just walking up to a couple buddies in bars that I knew and was like, can I take over for 2 hours every Wednesday or something?
And, nice.
But it's just kind of grown since then.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, right?
You get me so excited, Justin. I'm sorry. But that just throws right out to that open mic mentality, right? Like, you just show up, you start doing it, and when it hits, it hits. And people started showing up, right?
Yeah, I was very pleased. But, yeah, and then they kept showing. That was the important thing. They kept coming back. So.
And it's these places that we've been to that we love, and the fact that it's a Tacoma person coming around to Tacoma businesses, keeping everything local, and it's just, there are so many places that will do events like this, but to have it, and it's not, again, like you said, like the national companies, you're keeping money in the system here with everybody, which I personally love a lot. I think it's super amazing, and people can find out exactly the times and locations at uneasyevents.com. And I've posted also in our Discord channel. So if you go to our Discord channel and go to shoutouts, you can find Uneasy Events there as well. Emily, how about you give us a little bit of a taste of some of the games that you have?
Since we're on the Grit City, we're going to do a little ode to Tacoma's nicknames. I've got a few rounds for you here. For the Evergreen State, I got a round about green characters.
Ooh, nice.
Fact, go ahead and just start brainstorming green characters, because there aren't that many, so I'm pretty sure everyone's name will come up.
Oh, yeah, let's just start thinking of green characters. Kermit the Frog.
That's where I was going.
That's the only one.
That was the only one I had.
That was the only one.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Is Godzilla considered green?
No. He's black, isn't he?
That's
a good question.
That's actually a really good question. Okay.
I'm going to look that up, and that's going to be in trivia this upcoming week for listeners. Look it up, because you're getting quizzed on that.
The easy one, Shrek.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah. I'm trying to think too far outside of the box there. I'm pretty sure one of the members of GWAR is green. But
I don't even know what that is.
It's a metal band. Don't worry about it. All right. I think we're ready for this.
All right. Let's do this. A round on green characters. Question number one. According to local lore, who was born with a heart two sizes too small?
Scott, do you know that one?
No.
What? I don't know that one. You don't know that one?
Why would I know that one? No.
Derek, you know it?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, wait, wait. I'm interrupting. No shaming on what you do and don't know. You can't call me.
Oh, fine.
That's half this podcast.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Okay, you're right. You're right. We're all here building a good trivia knowledge group. And so, Derek, did you know it?
Yeah, that's the Grinch, right?
Correct.
Yeah. See, no shaming on Scott for not knowing it.
I should know that.
Okay, number two. What character created by Jim Henson has a girlfriend named Grungetta, a pet worm named Slimy, and was originally orange?
Ooh, this is a good one. Scott, do you know it?
God damn it. Is this the, he lives in the trash can.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But I can't think of his name right now.
All right. Well,
starts with an O.
Yeah.
Oscar the Grouch.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. I got so excited because the first green character you said was Kermit. And this question was written as kind of like, I wanted you to take the Kermit bait when you heard Jim Henson. But good job.
I almost did.
I know. I almost just shouted out before you answered that. See, you have to wait until the entire question is asked.
I like how you guys set me up, like T-balled that for me. Thank you guys.
We're getting you your wins.
All right, number three. What character made his debut in Super Mario World and was so popular that Nintendo made his species the focus of the game's sequel?
I know this one. Derek, you know this one?
Shit.
Come on, Derek. I know this one.
Go for it, then.
It's you guys Yoshi. Are so mean to each other, guys.
We're just seeing who knows it. And we're just trying to encourage each other. We just do it in our own special grit city way. Or maybe
I just like the way that it's worded, because part of my nerd brain wanted to argue with it until I realized it's 100% correct.
Nice. See, I love it. Yep, yep. And Scott was right with Yoshi. I mean, wait, yep. was Scott right?
Yes. Yes, yes. Yoshi's Island. There you go.
Yep. It's technically Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, where you yes. carry around Baby Mario on his back.
Yeah. Good call.
I do need to interrupt. Okay, because I love a good, I want you to be more encouraged, but I do love a good petty teammate. My favorite thing in the world is when I'm reading out the answers to the rounds and I'll hear the, I told you, I knew it. And, you know, they should have listened. And so for Christmas one year, I made myself business cards. And on the front, it's a very elegant, simple font, and it just says, I was right, period. And then on the back, it's this explanation that how earlier this week in trivia, I knew the correct answer. I was outvoted by my teammates, and they should have listened because I was right and we didn't get the point. And then it's like they get a little like card that they get to be a little extra smug for the next 7 days, and people need to listen to them more. And it's a big hit.
That's fantastic, because
it's like a snarkier version of the gold star. I love it.
Okay, let's see. Number four. In our evergreen round, again, remember the category, a round about green characters. Number four, who has a sidekick named Pokey and plays lead guitar for the Clayboys? The second episode of his series aired in 1955 and was a hit on Howdy Doody.
Doody. I know this one.
Yep, I know this one.
Nice.
I have no idea.
You don't?
No.
Famously clue. Played by Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live.
No, man.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know it. Oh, gosh, I hope now. Is it Gumby?
Gumby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right about the SNL, too. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Number five. In L. Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz, she's only referred to by her title. But Gregory Maguire's Wicked gave what name to the Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
When I see the other room, she will scream at me if I get this wrong.
I have no idea. Scott?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just feel like I should leave the room at this point.
Derek, it's all up to you, man.
Oh, man.
All right, Derek, think out loud. What do you know about Wicked?
Well, the problem is my brain's going to, like, other witches that it absolutely is not.
I just want to say all the W names I know. Wanda, Wendy. I don't know any other W.
Witchy Poo? That's the wrong one. That's the wrong witch, that's for sure.
I want to say it starts with a G, but I'm not positive.
Glenda.
No, Glenda was
is the good witch. We're on the right track, yeah.
Jeez.
All right, I'll say time's up. We were looking for Elphaba.
That's not a real name.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what that was made.
Wing the ghost of Gregory Maguire. Actually, I don't know if he's dead. I don't know why I said ghost. But actually, the name Elphaba comes from the original author of Wizard of Oz is L. Frank Baum, and they just took his initials. L. Frank Baum became Elphaba.
Oh, yeah.
I can't decide if I like that or hate that.
You hate it because you should hate it because it's okay, dumb. Deal. That's the dumbest thing ever. That's like they took a, and we just spelled evil backwards. Like, no, shut up. That's stupid. Sorry.
You're not sorry. All right. How did we do on that game?
I got two more in our evergreen round.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Number six. Who did Tucker Carlson call, quote, no longer sexy in 2022 when she swapped her white knee-high heeled boots for flats?
I'm not one to typically agree with Tucker Carlson, but, you know, that green M&M's pretty sexy.
I didn't know that's what it was. But
it was. I remember that news story.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love it. And I'm with you. I was one of the signees on like the petition to like sex. What was it? Oh, God, I don't even know.
Bring back the sexy boots.
Yeah. All right. And last one in our round about green characters. What character's name means fear in German? In his first appearance in 2001, says, "Look, I'm not the one with the problem, okay? It's the world that seems to have a problem with me." I'll say that again. What character's name means fear in German? And in his first appearance in 2001, says, "Look, I'm not the one with the problem, okay? It's the world that seems to have a problem with me."
And it's a green character.
Oh, this is a good one because I have no idea.
No, I have no idea whatsoever. Derek?
You do know. I know you know this.
Oh, this
2001,
is
2001. I want to say it's a superhero movie.
Hulk?
Yeah.
But that seems like too much. Into. That seems like too much for Hulk, right?
It might not be. I'm going with it. I believe.
You say Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk.
Ooh, it is not Hulk. See, and boom. I know you know it because you said his name when you were brainstorming. I think you said,
oh,
I didn't say the quote. Trek. I didn't say the quote in a Scottish accent. It's yep. Trek.
Oh, wow.
I forgot that's how old that movie was.
Yeah. Jeez. Wow. Okay. Yeah. We got done on that one. I love it.
That's not true. I think you went, what was that? 5 for 7. You're looking real good.
Oh, thank you. I think we're doing great.
I feel like she's lying.
Emily, that was awesome. And that was just a taste of what people can get when they come to one of your events. UneasyEvents.com is where you can find all of the different locations. But they're at places like Mondays at Red Star, right on
St. Also, Margarita Mondays there.
Ooh.
Real good time.
Nice. That's a reason to go out there on a Mondays. You got Wednesdays at Sig Brewing, which we love there as well.
And off day. Yeah, Sig Brewing and off day, both friends of the pod.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. So you can hit over those, whichever one you want to go on that. And then on Thursdays, you're at Camp Bar.
Yeah, when was the last time you had a s'more?
Oh, right there. You can just get, they have little tiny, little fires that you just make your s'more right there, right in front of everyone.
Best, dude.
I do. I love all of that. So different places, and as you're going along, you may be expanding. We don't know. You got to keep track on the website. You can find all the information at uneasyevents.com. You can find all the different games and everything. And you're even on Instagram. Really easy to find there with just at Instagram at uneasyevents. Lots of ways to get in contact with you. Emily, seriously, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time and helping us out with the Grit City Pop Quiz.
So much, guys. This was so much fun. Huge fan of yours. Hope I see you around.
All right. We are back live and in person. Well, if you're in the Discord. If not, this is still another recording. So I hope you guys like the pop quiz. And I hope you guys understand how mean we are to each other is all in love.
That was so much fun.
I didn't hear anything mean. There was nothing mean in there.
It perceived mean from other people. Going back to Moon Talk, I ended up having my wedding anniversary directly on the full moon. I didn't do this on purpose. In fact, I didn't know this was happening until I realized, because of the wife ski telling me that it was a full moon and all this weird other shit was happening.
Yep.
That it was the full moon. So that was kind of an interesting little tidbit. But yes, I had my anniversary. And before I even knew that it was a full moon, we booked reservations to go to the Over the Moon Cafe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, you're welcome.
And this is a place that I had never been. Michelle had never been either, but she was really, really interested, and she really wanted to go.
Yeah.
I just knew that it was an opera alley, that it was right next to the axe throwing place that we've been.
Yep.
We're right across from Devil's Reef.
Yeah, I was going to say, you see it all the time, but it's always packed, right?
Always like, packed.
Yeah.
And, like, the buildings in Tacoma, I talked about it last week about Seven Seas. It's a very nondescript, tiny little doorway that you go into. Then you walk up the stairs and it opens it up to this gigantic place. Like, everything is very unassuming when you get into this city. And with the Over the Moon, it's definitely a small boutique restaurant, cafe, literally cafe. This is the kind of place that you, if you're going to go, you, it's for romantic reasons. This is a absolutely like romantic themed cafe.
So I should cancel. I should cancel the reservations for us then, Justin.
Yes, because
my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, this is the place that you want to go on, like dates, on anniversaries, on special occasions, and it is a fine dining experience, which means it is pricey, but everything is on the up and up. They let you know exactly where it is on that. But this is the place where you want to go for a special occasion. And
now, I do have to ask, is there a limoncello involved?
We did not have any limoncello. But, A, I wasn't drinking. And they did have after-dinner cocktails.
Nice.
So there were different...
Did they throw them on anybody? Because I've heard that's...
No, this was not that kind of establishment. No drinks were tossed upon any of the patrons. And Jeff, I think you would be safe if you went here.
Nice.
Everyone was very attentive. And
oh, I like that.
This was, it was so cool because we set our reservation some months previous. I did mention in it that it was our anniversary. So on the table was a card that was, you know, happy anniversary. But even beyond that, there was, they left a rose for Michelle. And just as a part of the normal ambiance, each table that we were at, we were up on the top level. And these are all, like, there are a couple, like, four-person tables. But mostly these are, like, one-on-one booths, like, just with, like, very nice chairs, like, high-back chairs. Across from each other. And so very, very intimate. And then on the table itself, there was a little box that had, you open it up and there is just full of people have written like love notes to their significant other. And oh, like wow. Sometimes on the back of a receipt,
that's adorable, or
a random page. Oh, it was, I was getting emotional, like reading these things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. Apparently one of the boxes across the way had some a little dirtier fare. So yeah. each table
is just full of condoms.
Well, no, they were still notes. They were notes. I think they were just a little on the more suggestive side.
Now I'd fuck a pineapple so hard.
Quite possibly, but I don't know for sure. But anyway, ours were very sweet. And then on top of that, there was also like a book of like poetry that had love poems and stuff like that. And there had been places kept like bookmarked by like rose petals. This is,
dude, you can't tell that from the outside.
No, not at all. I mean? It's.
I always thought it was like a breakfast place. Or,
yeah, no, me too.
Like cafe,
yeah, like Moons,
I mean?
Over Miami or something. Like that's where I was going. But Over the Moon. Like you're over the moon in love. Like they got slow jams. They got slow jams playing all the time.
Wow.
Like this is the fucking place, man. Like
over
seriously,
the moon, it just clicked in my fucking brain.
Right. You don't think about that.
Duh. Yeah. Okay.
But
good.
I absolutely recommend it. I mean, seriously, though, you're going to be like, we ended up getting for like starters, a shrimp, like the shrimp platter. We had I had a steak and it was an expensive steak, but it was also a giant fucking steak.
Nice.
I ended up saving half of it for the next night's dinner, which just even after like putting it back in the air fryer and then just cooking again, it was just still so fucking good. Like, steak's a steak, but it was really, really good. The wife had the salmon, and then we even, we got some desserts, and we thought, all right, well, we'll get one dessert. Like, she'll order one dessert and I'll get one dessert so we can each, you know, share each other's.
Yeah.
What we didn't realize is that the desserts come in twos. Like,
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we had a turtle pie, but it was two slices. And we're like, oh no. And then I had gotten the ice cream and it was two scoops. So we were very full by the end of this meal. It was utterly fantastic. Everything is made in house. All the way down to the bread that they served. Everything was fantastic. It's one of those places you can't do substitutions, but they're gluten aware. So if you have those sort of issues, you can kind of check them out and make sure it's good. But like, it was a great night. It was a perfect night. They're super awesome. The staff is wonderful. 5 stars. Check them out. Like, seriously, it's worth it. I mean, that whole area is just fucking cool. Like, I love that whole area. I mean, last year for my birthday, we went axe throwing.
Yeah.
And it was
down the road, we record for a reason.
Like, yeah.
We all love it down there.
Yeah, because even if, like, we're doing it in the afternoon, we can still run over to Puget Sound Pizza. And, yeah, it, like I said, it was a little pricey, but to be honest, we spent with the amount of food because, I mean, we got the extra kind of the extra dessert. You don't really need to get that extra dessert, you know, if you think about it. Plus, we had drinks. They do have special cocktails. I had a mezcal mule, and the wife had some.
How was that?
That was super good. That was amazing. Mm-mm. And then the wife had what they call a red tide, which is kind of like a boozy mimosa because it's got champagne and booze in it. I don't remember anything else about it, but it was pink. And so all of that totaled up. It came to a little bit over probably about, like, you're looking at about probably like 2 to 3 bills.
That's not that bad.
No.
For is intimate and what you're talking about, like, that's not that's not bad at all.
Yeah, and this was like an hour.
Steak and salmon and 2 desserts.
Right, yeah. And I mean, I spent the same amount down at probably a little bit more when I went down to the lobster shop when we had, I think it was probably a birthday dinner or something like that. And, you know, I go nuts and just went surf and turf. So, like, if there's a chance for me to go surf and turf, that's why we got the shrimp at the beginning, because I wanted a little bit of seafood in my land food. But, yeah, it's comparable to those sort of prices. Like I said, 2 to 3 bills, worth it for me, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's something that you're splurging on for a special occasion. That totally makes sense.
Yeah. I'm not going all the time, but we'll probably go back for another reason.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I want to go, damn it.
Good.
Fine. People need to get back into fine dining. Just put it back in your schedule, like every sixth thing should be fine dining.
I hate that stuff, dude. I hate anywhere I have to go where there's like expectations.
Dude,
more than one fork.
There's man. There were a lot of forks, but seriously, right? Dude, it's still Tacoma. I mean, I wore a nice shirt, but I still wore jeans. Michelle looked wonderful and just like she got herself made up, and I'm not saying that I look like trash, but literally hey, Jeff.
Okay, sorry, I apologize.
But there were people dressed as you would imagine a Tacoman would dress. Some were dressed up very nicely. Some were casual that were just coming in because they didn't have reservations, but they were just, there was a little bit of room for like some people to do walk-ins and just kind of hang out. But for the most part, it's really, really heavy on the reservations. But overall, like, that, you don't, you're not, you, I mean, if Becca makes you, you'll have to wear a tie, but that's up to her.
Well, you don't I won't have wear a tie. To.
Yeah.
That's kind of a rule I have now. I just refuse to wear anything.
That's like the same thing on cruise ships. Yeah.
You have to wear clothes on a cruise ship?
Yeah. Well, when you go to the fine dining Lots stuff, it's ones. Like, it's fine enough where you can get in with, you know, just shorts and some shoes and stuff. But we dress up because when else are we going to be get treated like this, you know, get treated very nice. And right. I think the price has to do with the experience too. You had an awesome experience.
Oh yeah.
So like, I think that that's worth it, man.
100%. The personalization they did with it. And I even forgot to mention, cause I just remembered it, but on like, on the two slices of turtle pie that we had, it was on an extra long plate, and they literally wrote in chocolate on it, happy anniversary.
Whoa.
Like, yeah, it, this That's is, great. Yeah, it made it. I mean, this, the whole thing was Michelle's idea. I can't say that I thought it up, but it made my night. Just because
we're men, Justin, that's not our job.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Yeah, but every once in a while, don't you like to like surprise the wife with something romantic that you thought yourself?
Well, there's a lot of things like brushing my teeth before I come to bed, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not a very good surprise person.
I agree. I give terrible gifts. But
I just give her a couple rolled up 50s and say go. Do something.
But then the gift card isn't good. So I just literally,
it's not the gift card. It's the gift of, hey, you get time away from me.
True. Mm. I did for her birthday or for Christmas, one or the other. I did one of my friends, Rose, who I've spoken about on this podcast. She has one woman spa in Tacoma, and I was able to book Michelle getting like a whole spa treatment and nice. Yeah, the whole, I think it was the whole facial treatment.
Wow.
And, but she also has a, masseuse in there as well, but I don't know if she's taking any other, clients right now. So you'll have to check her out. But if you look up one woman spa, she's pretty amazing, but also she's one woman doing it. So small businesses as well. But again, check out Over the Moon. It's great. And yeah, again, a great place for Tacoma.
Nice. Good job. I'm glad to hear it because yeah my experience was really iffy and I'm glad we're bouncing back. But you know, the past interviews with Side Piece Kitchen and the your experiences and all experience that I'm having downtown.
Not yet. Not every one of the, only one place, Jeff, only one place has spilled a drink on you.
That's right.
There's plenty of Everybody other places else. To try out before you Sorry, try to go back there.
Up. I can tell it's still stinging, Jeff's like,
it hurts me.
He's just smoldering over there the whole time.
I thought the vacation like wiped it clean. I thought you'd be okay.
But you brought it back.
I know. Because it's cold again. That's the thing. If it would stay warm, I could let it go. But I could think of being cold and wet and sticky. That's all, man.
Yep.
Oh, there's another Jeffy right there. But yes, before we get out of here, thank you everyone for hanging out with us. We have to hit, and it's because of you, Scott. It's your fault.
What is he gonna pick, Scott Topics?
Because you tapped into, again, my TikTok algorithm. You're part of my algorithm, sir. Because
on TikTok.
You're not, I know you're not, but then you sent in our little text group, one of our text groups, I don't even know which one, you sent AI music. And which one did you end up sending?
So I probably sent you a video where the guy was talking about, it's right under it. It's like, I don't know.
Because we were getting into like an AI chat and we just kind of get into it. And we talk about it once in a while and stuff. And it's kind of sparked by even the Scott Topics channel in Discord, because that usually kind of triggers it a little bit.
Right. It's either AI or penis implants. That's usually what we talk about.
Oh. I think it was Udio. UDIO was the site this guy was talking about, where he had went on there and made some songs. You know, he just you write a description and it writes a song about it, right? And the ones he used as examples were great. Like, they were really good songs. They were funny. But then they had a list of like top 10 or 20. The site was down last time I checked.
Yeah.
Just because we got overwhelmed, but it's only been up about a month, maybe a little more at this point. I don't know.
But
but they had a top 10 list, but all the songs were all just like, you know, filthy internet things.
Say it. Say it.
Well, no, I'm not gonna.
And that was
the worst of the internet.
Yeah, you know? And but it's one of the funniest things too.
The songs were good.
The songs, like, and it there's a bunch of reasons why, because you linked this YouTube channel called Obscurist Vinyl.
Yeah.
And so I've been seeing on my TikTok feed are these songs.
And just for perspective, right? Like, I was looking at AI stuff, and that popped up, and I was like, and the first song that popped up, should I say the name of it?
I mean,
please.
I could also just like play the song.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, we'll play it, but I was like, there's no way this is a real song. And then I played it, and then I looked at the account, and the account has been active for a while, but they hadn't uploaded any videos or any music until the last 3 weeks, right? And so I'm like, oh, these are all AI made songs, because they're all different genres, they're all different, like, age, you know, 50s, 60s, whatever. Yeah. Right. And so I don't know for sure, but my guess is that most of these songs, if not all of them, are AI generated.
I'm like looking at the
really
comments.
Stay.
Yeah. Well, the one thing on there is a hashtag. It does say AI something or other on the hashtags in their TikTok feeds.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that I get when I get this. And yes, I understand that AI is shitty for creators.
Oh, for sure.
This is like the novelty fad version. Like, I don't give any shits about this.
Well, you see, I mean, we say that, right? Because it's funny and whatever, but these songs are really good. And it's not going to take much for people to actually, you know, write a description about a song that's just going to sell well. And then, like, you're like musicians, this is going to be a big deal for musicians.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But right now, I think
it's hilarious.
For right now, it's hilarious. Do you want to introduce it?
Or are you playing? Yeah, which one are you playing? No, you go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Let's get some clean audio of this.
I'm going to do it in a rock and radio style. Let's see if I can get this going, everybody. Welcome to KGCP. It's your Grit City Podcast Music Channel, where all we've got are all the AI hits all the time. This one comes from the Sticky Sweethearts. I glued my balls to my butthole again.
I glued my balls to my butthole again. Fool me twice, shame on you. Good guy, I pulled too hard. Now my scrotum stretched out like a fucking yard.
That's all we need. There's a whole thing. We don't need to. But seriously,
what did I do?
You're not wrong, Scott. They're fucking, they're great. And they get stuck in my head. Like, literally just wedged into my head.
Yeah, no, I know someone who's been messing around with some AI song generating. I posted one in the recording listening room chat if we want to play it in a little bit. But I mean, in fairness, it's got me messing around with it too. Like I've taken, I dug through some old songbooks that I had that I'd written forever ago, and like taking lyrics and plugging it in has actually turned up some really cool stuff.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just different. It takes to, it really nuked the playing field for creatives, and people are just going to have to deal with that. I think there is going to be, the sad thing is I don't like, everybody's going to be talking like AI, you know, cause that's what people are going to be hearing. And it's going to be weird. Everybody's going to have an AI accent, you know, an AI media accent, just like, you know, Justin did his radio voice. Pretty soon,
or going get to be like the
like fucking AI,
the anchor voice. Like,
yeah,
you can go to like, there's a special dialect for all of those different things. And yeah, like mine was jokey, but still, it's still based on stuff, you know.
Yeah, no, it was straight. It was a stereotypical type of thing. But yeah, understood. But it's going to be weird for a while, but I think it'll straighten out because nothing beats handmade creative stuff straight out of the brain, you know?
Straight up. Like, and at this point, like, this is how much I'm taking it. It's just, but dude, some of these, you know, I can't even say some of these names because they're just, I don't want them to get cut later. But
so here's the thing though. So you can use the thumbnails. That's what I've been using AI as. So for a thumbnail, you know, make, I have a creative idea. It spits out four different versions of that idea. I could pick the best one and work from that, use that as my base. These songs, all you need to do is change some of the dirty lyrics to like Jesus or something like that. And you got your best religious.
Are you saying you glued Jesus to your butthole?
I'm just saying.
I glued my balls to Jesus.
Oh, there you go. That's the. That's the winner.
That's it right there. No, but also, I mean, I have used AI, but I usually use it as like a starting point for ideas. Like I need a jumping off point. I don't like creating it just straight off of all of it.
Everything looks so homogenous.
But these
greasy.
These are just like. They hit that 12-year-old fucking brain part of me where they're just funny. They're just so stupid and so dirty that they're just fucking funny.
I liked it better when Weird Al did it. That's okay.
Which is actually hilarious because I really don't like Weird Al.
I know, but he wasn't the first either. You know, he came from like Spike Jones and all the Hello Mudda, Hello Fada stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or even like Demento and all of those guys.
Yeah. Like,
you should watch that the Weird Al story, the biopic, I guess, whatever that might be. You know,
you got me with Dr. Demento. I was that was my shit when I was a kid.
Right? Yeah, it's fucking great. Well, I think that's a good place for us to finish this off. Do we want to end with this song? Seems interesting, Derek.
Oh yeah, the American Anthem too.
Yeah.
It took some specific prompts from what I was told from certain sides of the media. We'll just go with that.
Yeah. This one seems kind of interesting on that. Yeah, I don't want to play it.
we could listen to it after we wrap this up.
Yeah. We'll listen to that. All the Discord people can get a chance to listen to it if they want to. We'll post a link on our stuff as well and throw it out there. Thank you guys for listening and listening to all of our ridiculousness. Thanks for hanging out, and you guys can do so. Just hit up gritcitypodcast.com and find all the links, especially to our Discord and all that fun stuff. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Say before we get out of here.
No.
All right then. Well, in that case, everyone, y'all stay gritty.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gritcitypodcast.com.